on the airwaves and in music. So we get together each week for an hour of songs and interviews featuring the trailblazers and the new visionaries across genres, generations, and identities. Hosted, produced, and powered by women and queer folks. To quote Gloria Steinem, revolutions come from combining what exists into what has never existed before. This radio revolution starts now.
Brave enough to sail away, feeling I'm the one. talk it out. I wasn't ready to be let down. I wasn't ready to give you up. I wasn't ready to move on out. I wasn't ready for what you were saying, but I'm more.
Super excited about the new album coming from Vagabond. Sorry I Haven't Called is due out in mid-September. And from it, that's Carpenter on Shiro's Radio. Also wishing Kate Bush a very happy 65th birthday on Sunday, July 30th. And with that, welcome to Shiro's Radio, my friends. I'm your host, Carmel Holt. It's so great to see you as always. As together, we'll turn up the volume of women's voices in song and conversation for the next hour. This week, our featured interview is with Bethany Cosentino, who just put out her first album outside of Best Coast under her own name called Natural Disaster. We'll get to that in just a bit. But right now, I want to send birthday wishes out to the amazing Yola. Her 40th birthday is Monday, July 31st. Here's Stamp for Myself on Shiro's.
Like I was, I caught in the shine.
wishing Yola a very happy 40th birthday. Hers is Monday, July 31st. I'm Carmel Holt, and next, it's our featured interview with Bethany Cosentino, celebrating her solo debut, Natural Disaster. Stay with me.
Discover public radio in Southern California. Discover 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
Thanks to our friends at the Hollywood Pantages Theater, the SoCal Sound has your chance to see Cameron McIntosh's production of Bouglil and Schoenberg's Les Miserables, the Tony Award-winning musical about the survival of the human spirit, at the Pantages Theater August 1st through September 10th. You can find contest rules and enter to be eligible to win a pair of tickets to a performance during opening week at thesocalsound.org. No purchase necessary. Tickets are on sale now at broadwayandhollywood.com. Les Miserables, the Hollywood Pantages Theater, August 1st through September 10th.
Porno for Pyros, bring the Horns, Thorns, and Halos 2023 tour to the Wiltern on October 13th. Thanks to our friends at Live Nation, the SoCal Sound has your chance to attend. Current members can locate contest rules and enter to be eligible to win a pair of tickets at thesocalsound.org. No purchase is necessary. Tickets are on sale now at livenation.com. Porno for Pyros at the Wiltern, October 13th.
If your unwanted car, truck, or boat is getting in the way of your fun this summer, please consider donating it to the SoCal Sound. We will use the proceeds to continue to bring you the great music programs you love. Plus, we make it super easy, including free pickup. Join fellow listeners Sam Hirsch, Sean Belcher, Randy Volan, and Alana Villanueva, who've already donated vehicles to the SoCal Sound. To get started, please go to thesocalsound.org. Click support on the homepage. Thank you.
From our open minds to your open ears, 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
You're listening to She Rose, and I'm Carmel Holt. If you're a fan of the band Best Coast, then you probably already know the name Bethany Cosentino, the songwriter, vocalist, guitarist, and one half of that revered indie rock duo. Bethany started writing songs in her teens, and she and her bandmate, bassist, guitarist Bob Bruno, formed Best Coast in 2009 in Los Angeles, releasing their critically hailed full-length debut, Crazy for You, in 2010, which became known as one of the best of that year. The sound was an infectious amalgamation of a throwback to classic girl groups and lo-fi indie, with Bethany's vocals drenched in heavy gauzy reverb, topped with a summery California vibe. Over the next decade, the success of Best Coast steadily grew, and their sound continued to evolve over four more fantastic albums. 2012's The Only Place, followed by the EP Fade Away in 2013, 2015's California Nights, and in 2020, Always Tomorrow. And now, Bethany Cosentino has stepped out on her own for the first time for a highly anticipated solo debut called Natural Disaster. I met up with Bethany back in early May for her first interview about the new album and the impetus behind going solo. And now that it's finally out in the world, I'm thrilled to share that conversation with you as we celebrate the release of Natural Disaster and welcome Bethany Cosentino as this week's Shiro in the Spotlight. Bethany Cosentino, welcome to She Rose.
Thank you for having me.
I am over the moon to have you, and what an occasion, your solo debut. And today's a special day because press release just went out. This is the first conversation you're having about it. So I feel like we're going to be real.
We're going to be real here.
So yeah. Tell me all the feels today.
I mean, this project, this idea started in 2020. When the last Best Coast record came out in February of 2020, we went out on tour. 2 weeks into tour, COVID happened. I started to like really evaluate my life in this way that I think most people did. I never really had the opportunity to look at my life under such a magnifying glass because I had so many distractions. And I realized that I don't know who I am. And I feel like I keep telling people my job is like a public figure, a musician, an artist, a writer, all these things. But then I realized, wait, I don't feel like this person. Why do I keep publicly pronouncing that I'm this person that I don't actually feel that I am? So I started having like all of these thoughts and being like, what have I always wanted to do in life? Okay, I'm stuck at home. I can't tour. Like, the Best Coast record came out, and now it's kind of, like, slowly trickling away because it's COVID, the whole thing. And I have always been a massive fan of Sheryl Crow, Bonnie Raitt, Natalie Merchant, the Indigo Girls, Jody Messina, the Chicks. Like, so much music that, like, nobody would probably ever expect for me to listen to and like. And I was like, well, you know what? Maybe it's time for me to explore making a different style of music. But I very much knew that if I was going to go down that road, it could not be Best Coast. I just knew that if I came out with, like, an Americana-esque adjacent roots rock, whatever you want to call this record, under the name Best Coast, people would be like, this isn't Best Coast. Like, what is this? And sure, bands evolve all the time, but I just felt personally like, okay, but also I'm having a shift in my identity. And I'm kind of, like, out on, like, the hero's quest right now, trying to figure out who I am. And I'm just going to do this. So I started writing music knowing that it was going to be for something else. And then cut to 2021, I was still writing music as this other else thing. I already knew my producer, Butch Walker. Our paths first crossed many, many years ago because he was originally going to produce a Best Coast record. But the timing didn't align. Creatively, I think we had different ideas of what we both wanted out of the record. So it didn't work out. But I thought to myself, well, he kind of, like, exists in this world of this kind of music I want to make. Like, maybe he'd be interested. So I just took a shot and was like, hey, Butch, this is Bethany. Remember me? And he was like, of course. And I was like, I'm going to make a new kind of record. Do you want to maybe, like, get together and collaborate and see where this takes us? And I went to his studio at the time he was in Santa Monica and made the first song, It's Fine. And the version that ended up on the record is the one that we actually tracked that day, which is basically a demo. And I just left that day knowing, like, okay, I'm doing this. And so that's a super long-winded answer, but it's hard for me to talk about this project and this new chapter without kind of going through all of it and tracing it all the way back to 2020, because that's where it started. This has been going on for a long time, and it has been a secret. And I'm a Scorpio, so I can keep a secret, but I'm also a person that loves to talk and share and, like, put myself out there. So this has been really, really intense. So the fact that I finally get to talk about it and people are finally hearing it and seeing this new version of me, it's so cliche, but, like, I truly feel over the moon. I'm just, like, flying, like, in the air, looking down at myself, being like, you did it, you're doing it, I'm so proud of you.
It's your coming out party.
It really is. It really feels like I'm introducing myself. I feel new, but I'm not new because I've been in this industry since I was 22. And that's a long time to be in this industry. I've been through a lot. I've, you know, evolved. I've fallen down. I've gotten back up. I've done all these things. And so it's like to be sort of out here like, hi, it's me. I'm new. But at the same time, I have this like crazy amount of knowledge of what this industry is like and just what it's like to be a performer. So it's cool to be new, but also at the same time, not new. So profound.
Oh, no. I mean, it is profound. And I relate so much to where you are. And you have to give yourself the permission to evolve.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, people will continue to expect the very same thing from you. And yeah. You'll get stuck.
Bingo. Yeah.
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 I applaud you and I'm so excited. And since you talked about It's Fine, I wonder if that would be a great place for us to start today. Just play a little clip of that.
Yeah, let's do it.
Look at all the pink flowers in the rear view. Reminds me of the seasons that wasted on you. I am evolved. You've stayed the same. I am evolved, but I play the game. And it's fine till it's not fine. This
Bethany Cosentino, our guest today on She Rose. Her solo debut is Natural Disaster. I'm Carmel Holt. We were talking about what's led to this. Today's the big day. It's the reveal. And you're saying, you know, I have to set this all up so that you understand where I'm at. What are some initial feelings that you're having today?
The lead up to this, I've been so anxious. Like, I've been ruminating over and over and over again and wondering, like, what will people think? And, like, what will, like, longtime Best Coast fans think? Like, will they be like, why is she abandoning us? Why is she doing this? I've wondered, like, what will people think about me walking away from Bob? And, like, just to set the record straight, Bob and I have been friends since I was 17. And Bob is much older than me. And he has always championed me. And when I decided that I wanted to do this, I went to his house. I brought him Jersey Mike's because Bob and I love Jersey Mike's. And I was like, listen, I am feeling called to do something else. And I'm really scared. And I don't want you to hate me. And he looked at me and he was like, why would I hate you? Like, why would I be mad at you for wanting to, like, try something? And I knew from the beginning that I didn't want to, like, announce a breakup and be like, it's done, goodbye, I'm going off to do this new thing. Because I'm such a believer that, like, each part of who you are is who you are, right? It all comes with you and it all gets integrated. And you can, like, not feel connected to a part of your past anymore, but it's still you. It's still there. You can't, like, get rid of it. Best Coast will always be there if and when I want to return to it. And if I never do, that's okay too, because it still exists. It's still a part of me. Mm-hmm. It still means something to the people that it means something to. So I spent a lot of time worrying about what other people would think. And this morning, when it went live, I was on a plane here and I was with someone from my team. And, like, we were just, like, on social media the whole time, like, you know, posting and, like, looking to see what was happening and, like, retweet this thing and this thing. And I felt such an ease that I've never felt before, where I just was like, oh, this is happening. People seem to like it. There were a couple of comments that were like, this is boring, or, like, why would you do this? What about Bob? Blah, blah, blah. All the things that I expected people to say. But I didn't attach to it. And I think that's the first time that, like, I actually really felt like, I've said a million times, I don't give a f- what people think, but, like, I always kind of a little bit gave a f- what people thought. And I think because I feel so identified and connected as Bethany right now, I don't care what anybody else thinks. All I care about is what I think. And what I think is, this is the kind of record I always wanted to make. This is the kind of music that I listen to. This is the kind of music that, like, I want to put out in the world, and also that I think the world needs right now. Really, the message of this record is, like, life ends and our planet is dying and there are crazy, horrible things happening in our world every single day. And guess what? You can look at it all with absolute total nihilism and be like, what's the point? Or you can turn to love, you can turn to the light, you can turn to the things that inspire you and just say, okay, I'm not going to be here forever. I'm just going to crack myself wide open and be as vulnerable and soft as I can be and just do it. And so I feel like a different person experiencing this. I really feel like the person that I am today in this room is the person that I was always meant to be and the person that I will, like, continue to be, but just more evolution, more growth. And I'm a Scorpio, so I like to go deep. I like to get emo. I like to be uncomfortable. I do, because at the end of the day, you get to learn so much about yourself in life. And what's the point of life if you're not learning anything, right?
Oh, 100%. And I also think about, like, what it takes to feel safe as women doing this job. And it's exactly the right time, because until you are at that place, how can you fully step into Bethany Cosentino as yourself without the protective layer of Best Coast, all of the everything that goes with it?
Yeah.
This is very raw. This is very exposed and vulnerable, but you're ready for it,
totally.
Right? It's like everything's been preparing you for this.
Yeah.
And you know better. You know how to pick your team.
Totally.
You know how to
go
after exactly what you want.
Yeah. And I think that it's so funny because in the beginning of Best Coast, I loved 60s girl groups and I loved the Beach Boys and the Beatles and all this stuff. And I still do love that music. But, like, that was sort of like, okay, this is the kind of record I want to make. And then the second record was really inspired by, like, Fleetwood Mac, Linda Ronstadt, the Eagles. But it didn't come across that way because, like, the formula of Best Coast was not that. So whenever people would ask me, like, what are your favorite artists? Who are your favorite bands? I would give answers like Fleetwood Mac, Christine McVie's solo records, Linda Ronstadt's my favorite singer of all time, Sheryl Crow. And people would kind of look at me and be like, oh, because you don't hear that influence per se in Best Coast. But I keep telling people, like, when they ask, like, what was your favorite part about making this record? I say my voice, like getting to sing and getting to just show up as a singer. And when Best Coast started, I was so terrified of the world knowing I was good at singing, which is so strange. I think it's because I grew up on punk and, like, I was like, you're not supposed to be a good singer to do this style of music. So I drenched my vocal in reverb. And with each record that went on, the reverb would, like, get stripped away a little bit and a little bit. But it was always sort of like, keep my voice, like, here. Yeah. And with this record, I was like, put my voice high up in the mix. I'm a singer. And I yes. don't feel conceited saying that. But see, a few years ago, I would have walked into a room and if somebody had complimented my voice, I would have been like, oh, thanks. And I would have shrunk myself down and I would have been like, no, I'm not classically trained and I don't really know, you know, blah, blah, blah. And now I like walk in and I'm like, thank you. I agree with you. And I don't feel like that means that I'm some like self-centered, cocky, you know, narcissist. It just means I'm confident at what I do. And to get to that place, I had to go through all of these different layers of insecurity and like being told I wasn't good enough or, you know, like, oh, she barely plays guitar. Bob's the mastermind. Da, 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 da. Like I had to go through all the different things to land in the place of being like, you're really good at what you do. Go do it differently and let everybody look at it and be like, oh, damn. Oh, that's been hiding there all along, you know? So there's like a side of me that feels a little bit like, hee, hee, hee. Hi, guys. You know, so it's really exciting to just be able to be at a place in my life where I just feel really comfortable in my own skin. I'm 36. Like, I just don't care anymore about most stuff. You know, like, I've done a lot of personal work. I've worked on a lot of issues when it comes to, like, my body and, like, the way that I'm seen in the media and aging and, like, all of the that as women we have to like deal with on a daily basis. I just show up now and I'm like, hi, here I am. Today I was so insecure because I got a giant pimple before I got here, probably because I was so stressed. And I was like, oh my God, I have to meet all these people with this pimple. And then earlier I was like, who cares is a pimple? Everybody gets pimples. Who cares?
Who cares?
Who cares?
Bethany Cosentino here with us on Shiro's. Her solo debut is called Natural Disaster. I was so excited to hear you name check Bonnie Raitt in the song Out of Time. Do you want to talk to us a little bit about this song and about Bonnie and how she may have influenced you?
Yeah. So as I mentioned, I'm 36 and I have a partner for the first time in my life that is very healthy and stable. The type of relationship that I thought would always really bore me. And I was always like, no, I'm like the chaos girl. I need to chase somebody and I need somebody who's unavailable. And again, I don't think I was ready for the type of man that I'm with now. So the idea of having a kid comes up a lot. And I struggle with the idea of having a kid because of what I do for work. And I'm just like, how the hell do you have a baby and a career if you're not Katy Perry on a private jet? Like, how do you do it? I can't afford like a nanny and a bus for my family. You know, it's like, that was a big thing for me during the pandemic. Like, do I do it now? Do I do it later? But I'm going to like launch this project. And oh my God. And I was like just losing it. And a woman that I know, she has two kids and she's a bit older than me. And we had been talking about it. And she asked me like, have you ever heard that Bonnie Raitt song, Nick of Time? And I was like, of course I love that song. And she was like, go listen to it like right now. And so I went and listened to it. And I literally had never realized what the song was about. And it punched me in the gut. And I was just like, oh my God, like people don't talk about this feeling that I think most women experience, you know, like we're not out here being like, I want a baby, but I don't know how to do it or when to do it in my career. Da, 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 da. It's like not something that I feel like is spoken about often. And so I thought, okay, well, I want to write my own version of that song and obviously, you know, give Bonnie a little wink. And when I first started singing, when I was a kid, I would do like talent shows and I would sing karaoke. And Something to Talk About was one of my big talent show songs. And I was just obsessed with her as a kid. I was obsessed with her red hair. I was obsessed with the way she played guitar. I was obsessed with her blazers and her acid wash jeans and her cowboy boots. And as I got older and I really dug deep into her catalog, I was like, this woman is incredible and there's nobody else like her. And I just knew that I had to talk about that feeling in song. Because the way that Nick of Time makes me feel seen and makes me feel safe and makes me feel like, okay, I'm not the only person that feels this way. I hope that Out of Time makes people also feel seen. And I am really proud of that song in particular because I was really scared to say that out loud. Even talking about it now, like, I'm like, there's a side of me that gets embarrassed to be like, oh, like, I want to have a baby. I just think that, again, in this industry, particularly when you're sort of like indie rock or you're not the Katy Perry on the private jet, it sort of is this question mark of like, how do I actually do this? Will this jeopardize my career? Am I going to have to take time off from touring? Am I not going to be able to, you know, promote my record if I have a baby on my hip? So it was necessary for me to put that out there. And hopefully there will be women that listen to that song that feel like, oh, I feel that way too.
Bonnie says in the nick of time, darling, you'll find love. And if you never, ever do, well, that's okay too. And I'm tired, yeah, I'm tired of it keeping me up at night. Because it's a useless fight.
Out of Time on the new Bethany Cosentino album called Natural Disaster. She's our guest today on Shiro's. I'm Carmel Holt. A lot to unpack. I think about the Venn diagram of these conversations that I've been having over the past couple of years. This motherhood thing, Bethany, it's huge.
Is it?
And so many women feel the way that you do. We know all the reasons why, from an ageist perspective, it's hard for women to have long careers. This also is a huge thing.
Yeah. It is. And I think for me, I also didn't really ever know if I wanted to have kids. I was always kind of like, I don't really care. I don't know. Is that for really for me? And part of it is being in a really healthy, loving,
definitely
respectful relationship with a person who loves me unconditionally and shows up for me in ways that I could never have imagined. But like, the flip side of the coin is I look at the world and I look at all the horrifying and terrifying things that are happening. And I think about how it would be really easy to say, well, I'm not going to have a kid. What's the point? What's the point of bringing a child into a world where kids get shot at school, where bodily autonomy is taken from people, climate crisis, all the things? Why would I do that? And then I think about the hope of raising a child in that landscape and teaching them to do all of the opposite things. And I just think about how people like me with these beliefs and these hopes and these dreams and these aspirations need to have kids because we need to like bring better people into the world. And sure, you can't like guarantee that you're going to have like a cool kid, right? But you would hope that like you would teach them and raise them in a way that would bring about necessary change. I mean, I look at Gen Z and you know the band The Linda Lindas?
Yeah.
So they called me their band mom and I was like a mentor to them in the very beginning and would like sit with them and they would play me song ideas and I was really jaded on music and life and the whole experience and they sort of reinvigorated my passion for caring because I just see these young girls that care so much about changing the world that they live in and they have the power to do so. And so for me, it's like I just think about it and I'm like, why would I want to pass up that opportunity? But also I'm very much in this boat where it's like if it doesn't happen for me, that's okay too. Like I love my life And I've built a really incredible life for myself. I've worked my ass off. I do wonder if I wasn't in this industry, if I would have already done it by now, you know, probably. If I'm being honest, probably, yeah. There was definitely a point during the pandemic where when I wasn't touring, I was like, why don't I just have a baby now? But yeah, there was always the lurking thought in the back of my mind of like, what do I do with the baby? Where do I take the baby? Like, I'm not playing Madison Square Garden. Like, I'm just going to bring a baby into some like green room with drawn all over the walls.
Totally.
You know? And like, it's hard to imagine it. But I also feel like if you're hearing more people sort of talk about it, I would hope that at some point we could get to a place where that conversation is bigger. Because I even think about how, like, I don't hear a lot of women in this space talk about the desire to have children.
It's not cool.
Yeah.
It's not cool.
I think you're right. Yeah.
It's not sexy. Yeah. It's not rock and roll.
Yeah.
And also, can we talk about rewriting that narrative?
Yeah.
Like, why is it not sexy?
Totally. It's also interesting because it's like, these are things I never would have talked about as Best Coast. Like, I never would have written a song about the desire to want to have a baby. I never would have referenced Bonnie Raitt. Like, I would never have written about the relationship that I'm in and, like, you know, the fear of stripping myself naked and raw in front of a person and being vulnerable. Like, these are all things that I would have been like, no, I don't talk about that. Like, Best Coast exists for all of my, like, neurotic, angsty feelings. So I think that part of why I had to make this record is it was necessary for me to channel these feelings and these emotions. Because I hate saying this out loud. I cringe, but it's like, I'm an artist and sure I can get it out in my therapist's office and in my journal and to my friends and all these things. But it's like, it's so different when you create something that then resonates with other people, because when it resonates with other people, it reflects back at you and you're like, oh my God, I'm not alone in this feeling. So for me, I think the stuff that I'm talking about on this record, A, was really necessary for me to get out, and B, I'm really excited to have conversations like the one that we're having.
Yes.
Because it's like, this is the stuff that, like, I need to be processing through right now in my life as a 36-year-old woman. I need to be writing lyrics like, I always thought I'd be a mother with a purpose to discover, you
yes.
know, like, I need to be saying stuff like that out loud, and it needs to not be to just like my close friend circle, you know, like, because I know that there are other people out there that are sitting in their cars and parking lots being like, I thought it was going to be so different, and it's not.
Let's play that song.
Yeah.
By the way, Mickey Raphael on harmonica.
Yeah.
Hello,
big
legend.
Big time. I know.
For those that don't know who he is, illuminate our audience, please.
Just happens to be one Mr. Willie Nelson's harmonica player forever.
Forever.
I mean, just, yeah. I mean, this record is so cool, too, because I've never made a record where there were, like, just people that popped into the studio and like laid parts down. Like, Best Coast has always been like me and Bob, and then sometimes we'd hire other musicians to come in. But like being involved in like the Nashville scene, which would call me and just be like, Willie Nelson's guy's gonna come over and throw some harmonica down, just let me know what kind of parts you want him to play, and then it's like sending me videos and I'm just like, what is happening? There's like pedal steel, and like, this is so the world that I have always wanted to be in, and now I get to like dip my toe in it. The beginning of this song was actually written a cappella in my car. I pulled out my phone and I just pushed record and I just started singing. And I took it to Butch and I was like, here's just like a minute long idea. It's a cappella. I don't know if it's anything. And he was like, that's something. Let's go there. And I'm really, really proud of this one. And this is also one that I think would have terrified me to release as Best Coast. So I'm excited that I get to like put all my like cheesy feelings about my lover out into the world.
Growing up is easy when you're 17. You're pulling for me through it all.
Easy from the new Bethany Cosentino album, Natural Disaster, her solo debut. She's here with us on Shiro's. I'm Carmel Holt. Before we wrap up, I am going to bestow upon you the Shiro's magic wand. This is how I end every episode.
Oh my God.
So with the magic wand, Bethany, you have the power to change anything for women and non-binary and queer folks in music. It is a heavy wand, but it is a powerful wand. I know the list is long, but what comes to your mind first? What would you change if you held the wand?
Oh my God. Wow. That's a good question. I think I would just want for people to feel like they don't have to shrink themselves. I think that's something that I would imagine most women and female identifying queer people feel in this industry is they have to shrink themselves down to be smaller than they are. Because I think especially with women, it's like, oh, she's a bitch, or she's a diva, or she's this. It's like even me saying, like, I have a good voice. Guarantee you some Joe Schmo out there is going to be like, what a conceited for saying she has. It's like, no, we shouldn't have to shrink ourselves down. We should, as you said earlier, step into our power and be who the we want to be and not feel bad for taking up space. So that is what I... My little fairy dust coming down. No more having to shrink ourselves down.
You want to have your mind blown for a second?
Yeah.
This might not blow your mind. It blew my mind. I'm just going to jump on what you said. So Blanchell, do you know Blanchell?
Yes.
Okay. So Sabrina was on the show not long ago. And she was like, she was talking about body image stuff. And she was like, I suddenly realized that by making myself smaller, like, that's literally what men and the patriarchy want, is for me to take up the least amount of space in every way possible.
Yeah, that's so real.
And I was like, whoa. Like,
yeah.
It just reframed the whole thing about women needing to be literally shrink themselves.
Yeah, teeny tiny little petites. Yeah, yeah.
Whoa.
That's so real. That's so real. Yeah.
Let's choose a track to go out with. Do you want to choose something that was a collab with women that
yes.
you loved?
Yes. I would love to do For a Moment, which I wrote with Sarah Buxton, Kate York, and Maddie Diaz. One beautiful day by a lake in Nashville, I had brought an idea to them. An acquaintance's fiance had suddenly passed, and I saw the post on Instagram that morning, and I just felt devastated thinking about how the love of your life for anybody could be taken from you at any moment. And so really just like leaning into what we have and being okay with accepting it, even the scary parts. And it really was, talking about magical wand, like that was such an epic, beautiful, magical day. And that was the first time I had ever written with that many people at once. I kind of thought, I was like, is this going to be like hard to like bring an idea to all these women and then all of us sit there and like write together? But it flowed so naturally. And when we were all done, it was like girls at a slumber party. Like we were screaming like, oh my God, this song is so good. And we were all just so excited. And they do harmonies on it too, which is really cool for me to have other women who've all of their careers and music I really highly respect. So yeah, I would love to put that one out there because that one also to me feels the most Lilith Fair vibes of this record. So
oh, hell yeah. Bring it back.
I know, right? That's the other magic wish I want, is Lilith Fair needs to make a comeback.
From your lips to
yes,
the goddess's
yes,
ears.
Yes.
Yes.
And I want to.
Bethany Cosentino, thank you so much
thank
for
you.
Being here with us. This has been awesome.
Thank you.
Many thanks to Bethany Cosentino for being with us. Natural Disaster is out now on Concord Records. Next, we close the hour with a guest DJ pick from this week's Radio Shiro, Demi Harvey of Indie 102.3 in Denver, when Shiro's Radio continues.
Music chosen by humans, not algorithms. This is the SoCal Sound.
It's She Rose Radio, and I'm Carmel Holt. Now I am absolutely thrilled to say these words. Mitski is back. She just unveiled the first single off her upcoming seventh album, The Land is Inhospitable, and So Are We. This is Bug Like an Angel.
Bug like an angel stuck to the bottom of my glass with a little bit left. As I got older, I learned I'm a drinker. Sometimes a drink feels like family. It's stuck on a floor somewhere. Did you go and make promises you can't keep? Well, when you break them, they break you right back. Amateur mistake, you can take it from me.
Bug Like an Angel, the brand new single from Mitski on She Rose Radio. The seventh full-length album is titled The Land is Inhospitable, and So Are We. I'm Carmel Holt, and each week I love to close the hour by turning the mic and the music over to a fellow radio Shiro of the airwaves. And this week, it's Demi Harvey of Indy 102.3 in Denver.
Hey, it's Demi Harvey from Indy 102.3, and I am also the host of Serve It, Indy 102.3's LGBTQ plus show, and I'm so thankful to be here on She Rose. Thank you, Carmel. Shout out to you. And I'm really excited to introduce this next artist. Her album has been on repeat all summer long for me. The album is called Fountain Baby by Amare, another queer Black artist, and here's her single, Reckless and Sweet.
Look how I just stepped in. Please don't try my visions. Look. to your grave, take your shoes off. Now you wanna act brand new, huh? Sure you wanna.
Amari with Reckless and Sweet, a guest DJ pick from this week's Radio Shiro, Demi Harvey of Indy 102.3 in Denver, Colorado. Thanks to you for tuning in wherever you may be listening. Together, let's keep turning up the volume. Shiro's Radio is produced by me and is mixed and mastered by Kelly Drake. Our original theme music is by Lucius. For more on Shiro's Radio, head to shirosradio.com. Please download and subscribe to the Shiro's podcast. Features all of our Shiro's interviews on the TalkCast podcast network, available everywhere, and keep in touch. I'm at Carmel Holt, or find us at Shiro's Radio on Instagram and Twitter. Until next time, remember, music is our superpower. I'm Carmel Holt. Thanks for listening.
88.5 FM, KCSN, and KCSN HD1 Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1 Mission Viejo. A service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.
Control. I'm just trying.